We continue our learning. We are in the final Mishnah of Makos, Paragimel Mishnah Tezayin. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi Omer, this should sound familiar. Rota HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lizakos Yisrael Hashem wanted to give merit to the Jewish people. Lefikach, therefore, Hirbolhem Tor Mitzvos. That's why there's such an abundance of mitzvos, so we have potential for great reward. Shneamar Hashem Chafetz L'man Tzidkoh. Hashem desired for the sake of the righteousness of the Jewish people, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. That's why He made the Torah great, or an abundance of mitzvos, the Yadir, and has strengthened it. So what does this mean? So the simple understanding Bar Chanura says is Kigon Parsha Shkatzim Urumasim. Take, for example, Israel continuation of the previous Mishnah when we spoke about blood. People are disgusted by blood, and yet we get schar for not eating blood. So the same thing, you have these crawly creatures that a person is not permitted to eat according to the Torah, but a person wouldn't eat them anyway. He says, Kedela Harbo Schar Kshein Bedelimim. So we can have great reward when we separate ourselves from them. Even though Aflapisha Belav Hachi Lo Yochlanosim, I wouldn't eat them anyway. And that's why Hashem gave us so many mitzvot that He could reward us for things that are very simple for us to fulfill. The Rambam has a little bit of a different understanding of this. The Rambam believes that the reason we have so many mitzvot is because for a person, in order to ensure his chelek and olam haba, he has to do at least one mitzvah completely lishma, completely genuine, no ulterior motive at all. So there are many mitzvot that we may do, but we have ulterior motives when we do them. So the Mishnah is telling us, Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi is telling us, that that's why Hashem gave us so many mitzvot. That hopefully there's one mitzvah that we can choose that we do that's completely real and genuine, and with that we gain olam haba. The Gemara has a story where they asked Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion. He asked them. He said, "How do I know if I'm going to the great Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion? How do I know if I'm going to receive a portion of the world to come?" So they said, "Kulam Maisa Bal Yotzcha." Did a mitzvah come to you? Which means, is there a mitzvah that you did in a very real, very genuine way, completely lishma, completely all pure? So he said, actually, yeah, tzedakah. I do that completely purely. There's nothing, no ulterior motives when it comes to tzedakah. So he said, okay, so then you have olam haba. So that's what it may mean. That's why Hashem gave us so many mitzvah, so that at least we can find one that we can do completely lishma. Begin Masechah Shvuos. The different types of oaths that we take, the Torah speaks about in Parshas Vayikra. We speak about first the Shvuas Bitui. Shvuas Bitui just means a Shvu of expression. The Torah says, O Nefesh Kisi Shava Levate Bis Fasaim Lahara Olehetiv. Person expresses, takes an oath with his lips, Lahara, to do something bad, do something good. Was it bad or good? So the Gemara assumes, the Mishnais assume, that that's a classic example is a person takes a Shvu, I'm going to eat, that's good, or I'm not going to eat. That's at a particular food, let's say, or at all. That's considered for a certain period of time, that's considered a shvuas bitui. Then there's what we call shvuas shav. You know that from the Aseres HaDibros. Lo sisa eshem Hashem lekecha lashav. Person, let's say, swears that a rock is really a piece of gold. So that's a shvuas shav. That's also a shvua that's prohibited. Then there's a shvuas ha'edus. Shuas Bitu is not necessarily prohibited. Person may violate it if he doesn't keep his word. Shuas Ha'edus is where the Torah says, V'nefesh ki secheta v'shama kol Allah v'hu aid. You have people who know testimony about someone and can testify on his behalf. And the Tovea, the claimant, came to them and said, could you please come to Beis Din with me and testify on behalf? And they swore that they don't know any Eidus. That was obviously Shvua Sheker. So that's another, that's what we call Shvua Eidus. Then this Shvua HaPikadon. This is where the Torah says in Vayikra, hey, Nefesh ki secheta u'mala mal b'Hashem v'kichesh b'am Yisro. This is where he denies to his friend, Bifi Kadon, let's say a deposit, his friend, an object, he gave him to watch, he denies ever having it, Obisasumis Yad, Obigazel, he gave him a loan, or maybe it's he stole from him and denies it, O Ashaka Samiso, oppressed him in other ways, he withholds his wages, let's say Matza Aveda, Vikicheshba, he found an object of his and he claims that he doesn't have it and he swore falsely. So that's what we call a Shuas HaPikadon. So that's four categories of Shuas. Other times, people can come to Beis Din and Beis Din, for whatever reason, can impose a shua upon someone. That's called a shuas hadayanim. So our Mishnah of the Masechet in general will speak about these different categories of shuas. However, the first two prakim are going to deal with what we call helem tumah. Helem tumah means where a person forgets that he's tameh, may walk into the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah speaks about this in Vayikra, hey, o nefesh er tiga b'chol davar tameh, o nebivas chayot tameh, etc. V'ne'el amimenu, we forgot that he's tameh, but tameh v'ashem. And now he eats karbanos, he walks into the Beis HaMikdash. What do you do when there's helem tumah? You end up, you forgot you were tameh, so you walked into the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say you bring what we call a karban olev yored. What's olev yored? Goes up and goes down. It means it depends on your financial status. If a person is wealthy enough, he brings his karban from a sheep. If he's an ani, or he's not that wealthy, or he's poor but not very poor, he brings two torim or two b'nei yonah. And if a person really can't even afford that, so he brings asiris ha'efa solas lechatas, he brings just a tenth of an efa of flour offering. We can't do this all the time, but specifically for the karban olev yored, for helem tumah, in a few cases is where we allow a person's financial status to determine what karban he's going to bring. So the mission here is going to begin with Shavuos, mention something about Shavuos, as we'll see, but there's something related that connects Shavuos to Tumah, and even connects these two to Maseches Shabbos, if you remember the first mission in Shabbos, as we will see. The mission begins, Shavuos Shtayim, Shehein Arba. When we speak about Shavuos Bitui, which was the first category, the expression, person says, Allah Hara, I plan on Shavua Sheochal, Shavua Shelo Ochal, etc., so there are really two that are d'oraisa, Shein Arba, which end up being four because the Chachamim added on, based on drashas from Psukim, two other shvuos for which a person is going to be chayef. So what is d'oraisa? So d'oraisa is that a person takes upon himself a shvua for the future. I am not going to eat. I am going to eat. That's a shvua, that's the oraisa, that's clearly in the psukim, because the Torah says, lehara uleitiv, which is future tense. But the Chachamim made it on, that's included in shvuas bitui is shvua she'achalti, a shvua that I ate in the past, or shvua she'achalti, I take a shvua, I take an oath that I didn't eat. So those are not in the Chumash, but those are Eder. And that's why Shavuos are Shtayim, two that are explicit in the Chumash, Shein Arba, which end up being four, because if you add on a two that the Chachamim Darshan from the Tzukim, that's four. Same thing is true when it comes to Yedios HaTumah. Yedios HaTumah are Shtayim, are Shein Arba. What are the Yedios Tumah? Person is Tummy. Forgot that he was Tummy. So, meaning he knew he was Tummy originally, and now he just forgot and ended up eating carbono, so walked into the Beis HaMikdash, but he's tamei. Now he finds out, my gosh, I totally forgot. I knew I was tamei, then I forgot about it. Now I remembered he has to bring this carbon olive urate, as we explained in the introduction. So what the Mishnah means here, so that's what it means, yedios hatumah. Yedios means a person has to know that he was tamei originally. Then there was a helem, he forgot about it. So the Torah is saying, so the Mishnah is saying that there are two that are explicit in the Chumash. Because the Torah says, "Venelam mimenu," he knew about it, then forgot v'hu tamei. So it means that he knew he was tamei, forgot about it, then ate basar kodesh, or walked into the Beis HaMikdash. So eating basar kodesh, that's one that's from the Torah. Walking into the Beis HaMikdash when you forgot you were tamei, that's number two from the Torah. Eating karbanos, walking into the Beis HaMikdash. What are the two that the Chachamim added on that he darshan from the Psukim? This is where a person knew he was tamei, but didn't know that what he is, but he forgot that the food in front of him is karbanos. Or he knew he was tamei, but forgot that he was walking in. He was just walking his head down. Forgot, oh my gosh, I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. So this is a different type of helem. It's not a helem forgetfulness of the tumah. It's a forgetfulness of the kodesh, either of the karban or the Beis HaMikdash itself. Those are the two that Chachamim added on. So Yedios HaTumah are Shtayim are two. Midoraisa Shein Arba, that the Chachamim added on two as well. Yitzios HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. So this is the Malacha of Hotzas. So Midoraisa, based on the pasuk in Parashas Vayakhel, there is an Isser Doraisa of Hotzah of carrying, the person standing in Rishus HaRabim, and he stretches his hand forth into Rishus HaYachid, and what does he do? He takes an item out of the Rishus HaYachid, brings it into Rishus HaRabim. What's another example that's d'oraisa that's explicit? This is where a person standing in Rishus HaYachid, and he takes something from He takes something from the Yerushas HaYachid and brings it into the Yerushas HaRabim. So, but the Chachamim added on more. The Chachamim said, we have to add on, no, which is what we call Hachnasa. Hachnasa is where you're bringing something from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid. That's not in the Chumash. The Torah speaks about Hotzah, the Pasuk Bashus Vayakel, but Hachnasa, standing, if you're standing in Rishus HaYachid and you stretch into Rishus HaRabim and bring an item into Rishus HaYachid, or you're in Rishus HaRabim and you take an item from there and you bring it into Rishus HaYachid, these are examples that are the Chachamim that added on. Hotzah is explicit, and Hachnasa were the two that were added on. So then, Maros and Negoim Shnayim Shein Arba. Another example, when it comes to Tzaras, Torah speaks about Se'es O Sapachas O Baheres, different types of Tzaras that a person may have on his skin. And the Mishnah is teaching us that it's also we have two that are four. So we have Se'es and Baheres. Those are the higher level ones that are based on the Pesukim. The Pesuk says, O Sapachas. No, that's a rather pasuk says and baheres explicitly, but the fact that it says o sapachas, so that's a drasha. So o sapachas comes to include that there is a subcategory of seis, which is one type of color on the skin, and there is a subcategory of baheres, which is another type of color. Baheres is actually the brightest of them. So we end up having four different types of white. Tzaras, different levels of white. So we have the strongest one, which is Baheres, which is as white as snow. Its tolda, its subcategory is the white, like the lime in the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash. We have the Se'es, which is as white as the egg, and the tolda, the subcategory, which is as white as fleece. So here we end up having two from the Torah, Se'es and Baheres, and based on the drasha of the Chachamim, we have lower level whites, which are a tolda of Se'es and a tolda of Baheres.